Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, wonderful people. Welcome to the Career Counseling Series. Now we are in Brahmana Planets in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, the second part of Leo. Now you always got to understand the energy of a Nakshatra first. Okay, Purva Falguni is ruled by Bhaga, the god of fortune. That's where the word Bhagavan comes from. The embodiment of all good fortunes and desires. It's like the completion, Purna Kama they call it. But Bhaga is a part of the wealth. Okay, is the deity of joy and sharing and prosperity. It's symbolized by a hammock, okay, or a swing. It's covered in my Nakshatra series, you can see there. This is the artist, lover and creator archetype, one who refines life through aesthetic pleasure, emotional connections, celebration of human creativity. You should see all the past civilizations in India lived with both these Brahmana planets, Jupiter and Venus. They had grand wisdom and grand attitude of exploring everything spiritual and otherwise. And also great creativity. Look at all the temples, all the palaces, everything we have just ruins of right now. Imagine how they lived, isn't it? So remember that a civilization is truly a civilization. I'll come to Jupiter in the next one. It's getting too quick. Civilization, as we move forward, we have all this AI and all these tools. We should live more like Jupiter and like Venus. We should encourage more creativity, more learning, both put together. And we should live as an embodiment in the civilization with both these things. Great architecture, great poetry, great music, great arts of all kinds, paintings, sculptures, temples which embody all kinds of energies which invite from the cosmos. Indian temples are like that. They are not relics of just artwork. It's built with Venus technology. It's built with Tantra in mind. It's built with inviting certain geomagnetic energies that focus in that area. So they bring energy just by sitting there. You don't have to do anything. Just go visit it. There are lots of temples all across the country. But these were just aspects of the ancient civilization called India, isn't it? What else did they do? Lots of wisdom, lots of guru, exploring the self in all forms, duality, non-duality. You name it, there isn't a philosophical base or an energetic base they did not cover here. Everything is covered. Everything is in text. Everything is there up for us as 2025 to explore and work with. Okay, I'll leave it at this. If you need counseling, get in touch. I will do the Jupiter next.